Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Holloman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Holloman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Boone scores. Avila moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball four. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Courtney. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dyke. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Holloman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Groth goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Holloman. Wynn moves to third. Boone moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wynn scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Satchel Paige now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive towards short. Berry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dyke strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Avila bunts towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Boone moves to second. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0 for 2 in the game. Cocos takes first base on ball 4. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski strikes out. 2 outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski throws towards the plate. Courtney fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Courtney. Mitchell moves to third. Simpson moves to second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Courtney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hegan out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Page covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Miranda pinch runs for Bob Elliott. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Neil Berry. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Miranda moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 3 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing shortstop. Harry Burchin now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Dale Mitchell. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-3 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dyke strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.